All right. Well, you know, heading into another week here, this is a good opportunity for us to kind of combine some training camp, clean up some training camp things, just things that we need to do, maybe things that we haven't got to or some things we need to go back and kind of brush up on, start to transition into getting ready for a game and getting ready for Green Bay. So, you know, next week, obviously, with New Orleans, practicing against them and playing them will be much more of a full week of preparation for that game. This week is, again, kind of a combination of training camp and preparation, so we'll try to balance those things and get ready to go. So that's where we're at.
Bill, you guys announced a roster transaction, Matt Flynn.
All right, well, Matt never passes physical, so.
And what traits do you see from Ryan that you want to work with?
He's got some experience. He's been with a couple different organizations, played some. And he's healthy. It's the most important trait.
The fact that you have preseason games coming up sort of, not, I would say, force you into a decision, but sort of get you to a point that you just can't wait any longer.
I think there's definitely something to that. Yeah. I mean, we don't have forever here. You know, the train's moving. So
somebody like Matt, who's obviously has spent a lot of time with the team, but a little bit once he is healthy, eventually would you be open to maybe reuniting with him at some point?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't rule it out. We brought back plenty of players that were here and weren't here and then came back here. So, I mean, I know he worked hard. It was frustrating. He couldn't get out there. We couldn't see him out there. So that's the way it was.
You've obviously had a lot of guys missing from practice for various reasons. Has that altered what you've been able to do with it? And you got 24 guys not out there. Has that changed your plans at all?
Well, I mean, each day we, take what we have and go through the practice schedule. Sometimes we have to modify the schedule. Usually it's more of just managing the reps and, figuring out how what we need to get done. But it's pretty common on our team and every team deal with that to some degree.
I was wondering, David Andrews, the center there, what you've seen from him thus far?
He's been out there every day, working hard, getting better. He's a smart kid, played a lot of football, 4-year starter in the SEC. He's picked things up well, worked him at center and guard. He's improving. So, as long as we keep making progress, get a chance to watch him play here, hopefully, coming up, see how it goes.
For running backs, receivers, and guys who normally aren't asked to tackle as part of their jobs, what kind of things are you looking for? What traits, what mentality that would translate to special teams for those guys?
Not sure I follow you.
Like, some backs play kick coverage or something. They're asked to tackle and make plays there. How do you determine which running backs can do that, which wide receivers can do that, and which can't?
We coach them and we evaluate them. I mean, that's, your special teams. That's what it's made up of. You have defensive players blocking on, kickoff return, blocking on punt protection. You have offensive players, covering kicks. So, in a punt team, you have one part of the play is blocking, another part of the play is covering and tackling. So, somebody's picking up a skill that's not, I'd say, their primary one. So you take the players that have the attributes, coach them, evaluate them, let them play.
Would you say there's a certain mentality for guys who that's not their primary skill, for them to be able to do that and be versatile in that way?
Well, it's like every other position in football. There's a skill to it. So some guys are better at it than others. Some guys who haven't done much of it, which is not uncommon for us to get, you know, a star player in college who didn't spend a lot of time on the special teams unit, now spending more time on those units. So it's a, you know, transition there. But, you know, I'd say most players, once they – and the game's different here than it is in college anyway. Once they understand what they need to do, they practice the skills and try to get better at it and do the best they can. So then we just evaluate how it goes. You know, just like anything else, some guys perform better than others, but that's the way it is at every position, on every part of the team.
Like Lindley, what is your process in terms of, do you just throw him right out on practice field and start taking reps, or would you prefer to have him watch what you're doing for at least a little transition period, then get into it? How do you view that?
I think with any new player, regardless of what position they play, you start them off doing the things you feel like they can do. I mean, you can't put somebody out there who doesn't know what to do or can't do what you want them to do, so... Their individual drills, their group drills, their team drills. Sometimes those are done at various levels or degrees of difficulty. So we do the same thing with all players. When they're ready for something, then we put them in there. If they're not ready, then we don't put them in there.
How does that impact when you're assessing a player to acquire or sign? How does that factor in their readiness, what you gauge to be, how ready they would be to step in?
Yeah, well, it's always a little bit of a guesstimate until you actually get them there. So, I mean, you know, look, we're going to spend time with any player that we have and try to get them caught up as quickly as possible. Guys that are behind, we have to spend more time with them. They have to work a little bit harder, but, you know, been doing that for 41 years. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not talking about splitting the atom here. So, that's what it is.
On the special teams front, do you have younger players come to you, guys that maybe know that they're on the bubble and they need to show you as much as possible? Have you ever had guys come to you and say, I'm not doing this, but can you give me a shot at it? Can I get a shot at kickoff return, punt return, those sorts of things?
Yeah, well, around here you earn your playing time. Nothing's really given to anybody. So players that perform well and earn time, then they do a good job, then they get an opportunity to earn more time. If they don't, then if other players outperform them, then we're going to give the opportunity to the players that have performed better. So we're not really in the gift-giving department here. This is a competitive situation. Everybody knows that. And in this league, you earn what you get.
Well, there's another move, I guess, reported. I don't know if it's become official yet, but a trade, Matt Wells for Ryan Groy's offensive lineman. Just wondering what made you interested in Groy to bring him.
Yeah, well, any transactions that we have, releases, signings, trades, or anything, when they're completed, when they're official, then we'll announce them. And if they aren't, then we won't. So.
Like working with Ray
Ventrone
as a coach as opposed to a player experience?
Yeah, well, Ray's been great. You know, came here in the spring, February, late February, March. He's been with us all the way through. So he obviously has an extensive playing background, and he's transitioning to being a coach, working really hard at it. Got a long way to go, but he's doing a good job, and you know, I know he'll work really hard at it, and it's important to him, and he's got a lot of experience in that area, so I'm sure it'll all come together eventually.
He obviously has no coaching experience. I'm sure you have plenty of applicants for that job, so what kind of made you take a chance on him?
We felt like he was the best person for our situation.
I've asked you about these guys in the past, but now that's been nine practices, I guess. Wanted to kind of check in on how you thought Trey and Shaq were doing on the interior there. It seems like they've gotten a lot of work through the practices that we've been able to see so far.
Yeah, they have gotten a lot of work. They've gotten a lot of snaps. They're working hard. They're getting better. each day and each week here, the degree of difficulties gets a little bit higher. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, keep taking those steps up with all our younger players, our defensive linemen, our defensive backs, our offensive linemen, all those guys, you know, just moving to the next level as the schemes become a little more sophisticated, as we add more plays, as they add more defenses, or vice versa, as we add more defenses, the offense adds more plays, you know, then it just starts to exponentially expand, and we'll see how it goes.
Guys, let's take two more.
Bill, you've talked about Shaq coming from the offense. He played in at Georgia Tech and trying to learn the NFL game. Years ago, I guess, when you started coaching, option offenses were more prevalent. So guys had to make that adjustment, but they had longer training camps, many more practices to learn the NFL way. How, any way to define or put into words just how difficult it is that what you're trying to do with him in a much more compressed amount of time in terms of the adjustment from an offense like that to the NFL offense?
It's a great question. Every situation is different. One thing you can say about Georgia Tech is they played against a lot of great competition. The players that they played against are a lot of NFL players. Either they were, they are currently like him, rookies, or they are going to be in a, you know, year two or three, whenever that is. So, you know, he's played against a lot of those guys. That's different from some players who haven't. You know, his scheme's different than ours. But, you know, college to pro is a big jump anyway. You know, I mean, I think every, you know, any college player, no matter where they come from, there's going to be an adjustment. Maybe, you know, one player's is a little bit bigger in one area, a little bit smaller in another. But, you know, until any of us go through that, I don't think we really know exactly, you know, what it is we're getting into. So, but, you know, the bottom line is he's a smart kid. He learns well. He's made great progress. Now we'll see where it goes. But, you know, he's certainly starting at a lot higher point, let's just say, than Steve Neal, just to pick a name. So, you know, it's all relative.
Bill, has Traveris Cadet matched up in his performance so far with what you kind of hoped and expected just at this point?
He's been very competitive on offense and in the kicking game. It's been very competitive.
We want
to try to get every player on the field and, you know, work with them as much as we can. That's what they're here for, and that's what we're here for. So, you know, we'll take each case individually as it comes. But, yeah, of course, he's worked hard. We want to work with him, and every day is an important day for every player in training camp. So the more of those we can get, the better off the player will be, the team will be, you know, cleaner the evaluation will be. All right. Thank you.